Well, God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for responding with a miracle seed, and I pray that you have been blessed by the word that God gave me to you and the word that you've got a chance to listen to that I have emailed to you. Prepare your heart, prepare your mind, prepare your soul, because the prophets are going to be coming forth to give you the word of the Lord. It is truly an honor and a privilege, and I cannot even express how grateful I am to your obedience. You know, there's something about obedience that brings forth the miraculous. There is something when we move in faith, something begins to happen on our behalf. When we heed the word of the Lord and we move in faith, because number one, obedience is the only way God can guarantee our outcome. Number two, you have the right to everything that you've obeyed. And number three, obedience is an action and not a confession. But number four, God will never get involved with disobedience except through repentance. Your act of obedience will cause you to come on the winning side, and you're going to see change that is going to be visiting thee for the next year and a half. And God is going to bring good things and large quantities into your life, and he's going to touch an area of your life that you're going to have a chance to become a winner out of that. Change is about to visit thee for the better. And you're going to see that for the next 18 months, God says, I bring presence unto thee. God says that he's going to even begin to increase you financially. Oh, get ready for checks and money to start showing up for thee. And also, the Lord says, you're going to grow and you're going to learn. You're going to obtain higher things of the Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord says, whatever you put your hands to, he says he'll bless it. So as you listen to the whispers of the Holy Spirit, the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to come into your season of an awesome and a mighty breakthrough. Prepare, because change is about to visit thee. And you will see that the Spirit will bring many opportunities your way. And you're going to grow, you're going to increase, and you're going to prosper. And you're going to see doors of success that shall swing wide open unto thee. Oh, Father says, I got good things that I'm bringing your way, and you're going to benefit from that. Well, you've listened to the word that God gave me concerning you. Now, I want you to begin to relax and listen to the word of the Lord that the prophets will now speak into your life. The Lord says to thee once again, get ready for some remarkable breakthroughs to show up for thee. He's even going to touch your home, and you will know that this is the Lord that has done this thing. It is the Lord that has done this thing, and he's done it out of your obedience. Prepare your heart, prepare your soul for a major breakthrough. I prophesy, and I speak to the north, the south, the east, and the west, that favor will come unto thee. I prophesy a new anointing over your life. I prophesy mastery over your life. Thank you, and God bless. This is Prophet Berrien. Peace. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets. God bless.
The team of prophets, what is the word of the Lord to Prophetess McGuire?
God bless you, Prophetess McGuire. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that God says that he's doing a new thing. God says that he's bringing more energy to you. God says that you're going to go forward with boldness. And I'm hearing God says that there's going to be something that you're going to be introduced to, and also something that you're going to produce. So God says that there's favor all around you. Doors are opening up for you. I'm hearing God says something with favor with technology, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
God bless you, Prophetess McGuire. I just hear God saying that this is a time and season that he's blessing the home, he's blessing the family. And I don't know if you are desiring to take a trip to this area in the east, but I just hear God saying that the trip is going to be favorable, and I see God opening a door for you to be able to attend. There's a conference that's going to be taking place with the prophets. I just see God giving you favor in the area of travel in this season, and he's going to really bless you. He's going to bless your home and your family, and God is just bringing forth increase and healing and complete wholeness to the family and to the home in this season, and that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That was a wonderful word. Thank you so much, both of them.
And Prophetess McGuire, God calls you Prophetess. I don't know if anyone... God calls you Prophetess McGuire, and you are an astute learner, and I just see lecturing around you. I just see even in your travels you're going to go and speak into the lives of many, but I see you're going to be speaking to people in high authority, like people who are like CEOs and just people who are just money, just people who are in business and high business. So get ready, woman of God, for the travel, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, Prophetess McGuire. I hear the word of the Lord saying fulfillment of dreams and desires in this season. But Father God says he is strengthening your abilities in this season. And Father God says you're coming into a new knowingness. So Father God says in this season, God says know that all things are coming together for your good. And Father God says new support and new surprises are at hand. I hear Father God saying balance is your key word in this season. And Father God says pay attention to details in this season, for in the details will be your reward and your blessing. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. Amen, amen.
God bless you, woman of God. Did the word of the Lord from the team of prophets minister to you tonight, woman of God?
Yes, it was amazing. It was really amazing. I'm going to go to Hawaii, and there's a lot of different things that are happening. So, yes, definitely.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. And you can go to globalpnet.com and document your seat, and bishops are going to receive that. Amen?
Yes, I'm on there. Absolutely.
Amen. Have a wonderful, blessed week.
You too. Thank you, all of the prophets.
Thank you.